I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. He was the first black writer to hit the American bestseller list, the grandchild of slaves who grew up with few years of formal education and a magnet for admiration and anger. We're talking about Richard Wright. His memoir, Black Boy, was labeled obscene by a Southern senator. Black Boy and Wright's novel, Native Son, remain favorites on college reading lists. Richard Wright died in Paris in 1960. His daughter Julia found one last work in his office. The unfinished manuscript was titled A Father's Law. It takes a look at a black policeman and the son he suspects of murder. This year marks the 100th anniversary of Richard Wright's birth, and his daughter has published A Father's Law. Julia Wright told News and Notes why she believes putting out A Father's Law helps her cope with her father's death.
I knew what it had brought me. It was a gift to me. It brought me out of my mourning. I had a sort of a feeling of sisterliness to Tommy. I had a feeling of compassion for the policeman father. I had a feeling of total understanding. It was like a long letter that he had written to his family and not posted because he hadn't had time.
Let's jump in briefly. Sorry to interrupt you.
You mentioned
Tommy, who is the son, without giving too much away, the somewhat troubled, enigmatic son of a black police officer, Ruddy. You say you feel sisterly towards Tommy. Other people might not want to claim him because he does have a lot going on. Why don't you just tell us briefly a little bit about that family, Tommy, the son, his father.
The marvel of that draft is that everything is seen through the eyes of the police chief, the black police chief. Everything this black police chief sees could be true or could be a dream. That's what I love about that book. I feel sisterly towards Tommy in the same way I feel sisterly towards Bigger. These are paper sons of my father's. I recognize Biggers when I see them.
So you mean
not
that there's
only in America.
There's a lot of people who remind you of Bigger Thomas from Native Son.
That
doesn't scare you?
They don't scare me, no. No. They don't scare me. What scares me is what has been done to them for them to behave the way they do. What is it that is so cruel and inhuman that has been done to a human being to turn that human being into a violent, unfeeling person? If you look at all my father's heroes, tragic heroes, Cross Damon and the Outsider, Bigger Thomas, and many others, Fred Daniels in The Man Who Lived Underground, you find that he takes them to their breaking point. And his message is, we live in a society that takes us to our breaking point. What do we do when we break down? Of course, in this case, we don't know what the way out is, and that's the second mystery, because my father died before he could complete the draft.
Ms. Wright, let's talk a little bit about the big picture of your father's creativity in his life. You mentioned the male characters like Bigger Thomas and Native Son. What about the women? Your father has been accused by some of being misogynist because he creates women and then kills them in terms of the characters. Is there any question in your mind about how he related to women as foils for these men who were such strong characters?
Well, I could answer that in various ways. I could say, first of all, that the attacks that came against my father's women characters were attacks that came during the rise of black feminism in black American literature. That has somewhat passed. Secondly, I think the person my father loved the most in his whole life was a woman. It was his mother. And I see this last unfinished novel as an expression of his own mourning, the mourning of the death of his mother, Ella, who was living in Chicago and who died of a stroke in 1959, in January, I believe. And he started writing A Father's Law a few months later.
It's your father's centennial of his birth.
Yes.
What footprint did he leave in history?
Well, that's a beautiful question. It's the footprint of a seer, like in Black Power, which he wrote in 53, and the movement that followed, like the flood stories in Uncle Tom's Children and Eight Men, which, if you reread them, give you goose pimples because it's Katrina. Like A Father's Law and all the depiction of syphilis because AIDS is just around the corner. The way he saw so far ahead.
Well, Miss Julia Wright, thank you so much.
Thank you, Farai.
Julia Wright is the daughter of the late writer Richard Wright, who was born 100 years ago this year. Wright's unpublished novel, A Father's Law, is out now on Harper Perennial. Julia wrote the introduction, and all this year she's spearheading a centennial celebration of Richard Wright's work. She joined me from Studio Line in Paris.